There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question, kiss my...
All right, here we go, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile. On this runoff election day, you got, of course, Mobile. We're going to talk about Robertsdale, Pritchard in the mix as well. And to think about the lay of the land here, so, you know, 41,000 people in My Fair City turned out here for the municipal election last month. Now we're in a runoff today. I hope I'm proven wrong. And maybe some of the anecdotes have come through here about how the turnout is at different polling places may prove me wrong, but history shows runoffs are nowhere near as well attended as the initial election. And so we're going to get into that. We'll talk about some of these different races today. Something that I've been following, heard the comments during Jeff's show and people texting in that have had problems showing up where they're voting and being told that they're ineligible to vote there. There's some of this is a shadow of what happened during the election back in August. And by the way, we'll talk about this coming up next hour. John Sharp, he has a story over Dale.com as they're asking for more oversight in city elections out there. I will talk to him about that. But so reading your text, and I'll get back to the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106 for a phone call or text. But here we are. So at the gold-gilded FM Talk 106.5 studios, the opulent gold-dripping studios. And I look at the front door. Here comes Dan back in the station. He's been off doing his civic duty and has his – you got your sticker, though.
I got it.
Not a provisional sticker, but a provisional vote.
Yeah.
Tell them what you just told me.
I don't first of all, I don't know that I need or want to be mad about this, but I kind of am.
Well, then I'll do it for you. I'll be your proxy.
Okay, I'll be your proxy
because I'm ticked off about it.
Okay, I'll just give you the facts. And so – a month ago, voted at Dolphin Way Baptist Church location, 65 and Dolphin. And I would say the crowd today was a little bit lighter than that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, so last month when I went in, there was no question, no.
You went in, you showed your ID, you voted.
Voted. Right,
no question. No
problem.
You're on the rolls, Mr. Brennan. Here you go.
Exactly.
You go fill in your Scantron, and you're finished.
Right. And so this time around, they were like, "You need to go to that table over there, and they'll walk you through what to do next."
Wait a second. So you show up. So you showed up today to vote for the runoff for the election for Mobile Mayor that you had no problem with your forms back in August.
Right.
Here we are, just a month later.
Right.
And
the process had changed, and I didn't know to what degree. So I go to the table where they tell me, "You need to go there." They give me something, but they don't give me I don't think they gave me a ballot, but they gave me, maybe they did, but anyway.
You got to go to the other table.
I got to go to the other table. And at that point, they're telling me, "You are showing up in the system as inactive." I don't even know what that means.
This would give me headaches. Once again, if y'all just joined us, Dan voted there last month.
Yes.
And now today in the runoff, they said you're inactive.
Inactive, which I don't even know what that means in terms. I don't know what that exactly means. Somebody could explain that to me. But if I'm registered, I'm either registered to vote yes or no. Okay.
Correct.
My activity on voting, which has been, you know, I'm an active voter.
Yeah, you're an active voter, and you voted in the election that led to the runoff that you showed up for today, and you're told you're inactive.
Inactive. So what I had to do to play it safe.
Oh, gosh.
So, Sean, so now they called downtown to try and solve it over the phone, and they can't. And then they cannot. Then they give me a provisional ballot and make sure that. So with a provisional ballot, have you ever done that?
I'm familiar. I have not, but I'm familiar with them. So they will, you know, they're going to take your vote. They're going to hold on to it until we get these questions answered.
Yeah, but the thing about the provisional ballot is there's a couple of boxes on there. There's a series of questions in the far top right and then near the bottom. And I think that if you fill it out wrong in any way, any of that information, your ballot cannot count. So there's pressure in filling out the information. That's normal information, but it's like, do I have to put my address again? Yeah, like it doesn't make all the sense in the world, but yeah, do that again. And do like, there's a lot of duplication, but at the same time, I'm thinking, I got to make sure that I fill this out
any kind of government document, because if you said drive instead of street or something like that, they'll be, it's out.
That's right. So, and I suppose I did all that correctly, but then you put the provisional ballot into an envelope, and then you put the envelope into another envelope that's got your name on it.
It's like a clown car.
And then you put it in the provisional ballot slot, and there you go. Now, it's my understanding that location alone, this was as of 10:30 this morning, that location alone, for various reasons, had 19 provisional ballots.
Okay.
So
you're not the only one.
I'm not the only one, but I'm not the only one with the same glitch or the same.
It's a glitch. What is the glitch?
I don't know. They didn't go any further than that.
Because sometimes we've seen, doing this long enough, people go, man, they changed my poll. And it's, well, actually, you remembered it from this election. Now it's a state election, or we've had, you know, redistricting. There's been issues where I can go, okay, I see how that happened. But you just voted there.
Yes.
And this is the runoff election for the election that you just voted in with no problem.
Exactly. And so I'm thinking, if I'm having this problem, how widespread is the problem?
Right. And Erlene says on the text line, inactive means you haven't voted in the last 4 years.
Dan
voted within the last 4 weeks. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a voter, okay?
And in the dang, you wouldn't, you know, in the fact that we're having a runoff is because Dan voted in the first municipal election.
I helped us get here.
To a runoff, right. And they to say you'd be inactive, you just were there.
Yes. And I've also voted, living in my current place, I voted at St. Paul's at certain elections. This is the first time I've voted at Dolphin Way Baptist Church.
But you did last month vote at Dolphin Way Baptist Church.
I did that last month, right.
For the Mobile mayoral election.
Right.
Today is the Mobile mayoral election runoff.
Exactly. For years,
this
I voted.
This isn't highly complicated.
And I know that there's different locations depending on the election. For years, I voted either at the museum or a church that was located at the corner of Ziegler and University.
Mm-hmm.
For years, it was one or the other, depending on the type of election it was. And for these years, it's always been either St. Paul's or now more recently, the Dolphin Way Baptist Church. And like you said, that was last month was the first time I'd ever voted there. But at the same time, I did vote there, and I was not considered inactive in any way.
Correct. So, I mean, the fact that it was last time was the first time. If there would have been an issue, it would have been last time.
Right.
But you were good to go last time.
Yes.
And it's not even a different, it's the same election. It's the Mobile mayoral election. And I'm looking at the text line. People have had, you're not the only one that had issues with this today.
So that's my question.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. What is the glitch?
You'd want to know the locations.
We didn't change the hydraulic fluid in the in the voting machines or something.
So you'd want to know the locations. You'd want to know the number of provisional ballots at those locations. You'd want to know you'd want to know that information to see how this election may still be in the balance tonight.
Oh, and I think this is going to be a tight election. And
yeah,
so I mean, and even if it's not, I'm such a sucker, such a old bogey that even if it's not, I want every vote counted.
Yeah.
Like when they go, ah, well, it doesn't matter. Right? I still want every vote counted. Well, I want to know the real numbers.
All right. Me too. How about this? I was careful with filling out the provisional ballot, and I think I got it right, even though there was a little confusion there. Okay, so let's assume that Dan passed third grade and got the provisional ballot correct. Okay. All right. Is everybody going to get their vote counted? Has everyone filled out that?
Possibly clerically messed something up on the provisional.
Because a provisional ballot I should have never had to fill out.
Correct.
So that's why I think I have a little anger here, because I was given an extra step and an opportunity to foul it up in some way.
For them to be able to discount them.
Right.
Yeah, well,
I said, I'll come back. I'll tell you what, I'll just come back. They said, no, don't do that. They wanted my ballot and my vote to work,
I don't think the people there working there don't want it to count. I just got to ask this question. This is not rhetorical. This is an honest interrogatory. Is why? And maybe by later this week they'll come out and tell us why this was happening.
Well, why?
What you didn't put part A into part B? I'm that kind of guy. Tell me technically what didn't work.
Right. And why in municipal elections are there more? Problems seem to be more widespread around the state of Alabama.
Where it's not just here.
Right, but in other municipal elections, and it's got to do with competency, maybe?
They don't have to do this very often, these things, but you know it's coming.
Yes.
Right? And like I said, John Sharp's going to join us in hour number two. He has a story up at AL.com how people that are running for Secretary of State are talking about to have more oversight in city elections out there, because this story here from Mobile is not by itself in the state of Alabama.
So, I mean,
I hope you filled this stuff out correctly.
Me too. And I want my vote to count for sure. And then it's kind of like, Why is this going on? Why do I even have to worry about this? I went to vote.
Right, it's not a new thing.
Yeah, I mean, I did my civic duty gladly, and then some, because I was there for about 30 minutes. Everybody else was there for about 5. And I'm not sure that my vote's going to count.
Yeah, this one, this texture, and this is, we'll do this, we'll go to the break here. But so the exact thing happened to me at the art museum that happened to Dan. When I called the Board of Registrars, they said they were having a mistake with the machines. I have been added to a list, and my vote would count if I filled out a provisional ballot. It's insane. Just like Dan, I voted a month ago at the art museum and was told today I was inactive.
There you go. So how many examples are out there? That, you know, I don't want to just complain about my situation.
No, but yours is.
I want to know how this is going to affect citywide.
Well, I mean, you're my friend. You're a man. You're, you know, on the station to have you come walking in the door, and this thing that people have been texting us about is happening to you.
Yes.
I want to get your take on it. That's why it's important. I mean, you just give me what it was like, and I.
One of the reasons I came back, well, I was coming back anyway because it's Dalton's birthday.
Dalton's birthday lunch,
Dalton's Mexican-themed birthday, and that's exciting. He's 34. That's ridiculous. But anyway, so...
Should have been French food or something.
So I come back, and I plan on coming back anyway, but I knew when I got back, right away, we could look at the text line. I could see what was going on. I was listening to some of what Jeff was saying, but he was more on a conversation was more statewide with Wall, GOP chair.
Yeah.
But I knew that when I got to you, I could say, I swung the door open real quick and said, hey, man, here's what happened to me. And you said, well, sit down. You're segment one.
Yeah, pull up a chair. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. I hope you did that, all the stuff you had to fill out correct. There weren't any math questions on it.
No, that's what I remember.
Okay, just clerical, filling out your address.
Is it DeRue Drive or DeRue Street? Or, you know, I mean, that's the thing.
Or Way, Boulevard, Lane, you know, whichever
is
else there.
Is it
Circle?
Daniel P. Brennan or Daniel J. Brennan?
Daniel P. Brennan.
Of course, I know, but I could have got that wrong.
Did you?
A lot of pressure. Provisional ballots, tons. It's like voting for the Heisman. A lot of pressure.
Ladies and gentlemen, provisional. Dan Brennan, our guest, right here on Midday Mobile. Coming right back.
He stands for provisional.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
1223 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this runoff election day. Robertsdale, Pritchard, Mobile. Mobile's what we're talking about right now. Got stories from other locales. But listen, Pritchard has enough to talk about in that as well, which we will talk about with John Sharp next hour. I read a few of these texts here. And these were coming in today. And then Dan had that experience we just talked about and getting texts from y'all. And he was claimed inactive. Okay, and Earlene had said inactive means he hadn't voted in the last 4 years. But he just voted in the Mobile mayoral election in August. The municipal, Maximus says, is this, well, first of all, just at WeMo voting places? Well, I don't know. I mean, you consider where Dan is right there. That's, you know, on 65. So I would say no, but I'm just trying to gather this information from those of y'all that, you know, are experiencing this out there. And Maximus says the glitch is the Dems trying to steal the election. It is not. It is not. The glitch is, I don't think it's political. I think the glitch is we seem to not be ready for prime time on this stuff. Jay says, has Dan had the following change of address in the last 2 years? Nope. Not voted in federal election? Nope. I'm answering these for Dan because I know. Asked to complete a voter registration notice sent to his house. He can answer that one. I don't know. And said, did Dan check his status online today? Jay, he shouldn't have to. I don't know if he did, but he shouldn't have to. If I go to wherever, you know, what church or civic center, whatever, to vote in an election, and then we have a runoff, I should be voting in the runoff at the same place I voted in the initial election. It didn't change from state to a municipal to... Sonny says, are you all insinuating tampering? I'm not. I'm not insinuating. I'm saying I think it's a goof up. And I don't think it's, maybe I'll be proven to be wrong in some big, but I don't think it's a conspiracy of politics. It's a conspiracy of not ready for prime time, man. Supermom. Now, and I was just talking about you in the hallway because I remembered the call you put in, or the text you put in on back in August. Supermom says round two of the mayoral election. So I remember, if y'all remember, Supermom got run around. Going to vote in the municipal, said round two of the mayoral election. My daughter and I got our cards last week. Once again, okay, by the way, this is the same thing that happened to Supermom before. She gets the card, the blue, you know, the card that tells you where to go vote. She's not just dreaming it up. Okay, my daughter and I got our cards last week, again saying we vote at Abba Shrine on Hit Road. I checked online this morning and our voting place is listed as Christ United on Greelot. So they're getting the cards that tell them the wrong place to vote. Can we not fix this? Can we not fix this? I mean, I'm hollering about this. So I checked online this morning, and our voting place is listed as Christ United on Greelot. The powers that be really need to get this sorted out. I will go to multiple places to find my polling location. My daughter will not. And Supermom, I said that before. That you, last time you was the third place you went to vote. There's a lot of people that's going to give up. Most people give up on the second one, right? Brandon says, so did Dan's vote count the first time? I think it did. He didn't have a problem. And also, so Margarita's at the station today, possibly for Dalton's birthday, that they're going to be back there. I'll have to go get my margaritas at the top of the hour news, and hour number two is going to be great. This texter said, the provisional ballot situation is very sketchy. My wife voted at Bishop State, and they didn't get their voting machines until 7:15. We all know that polls opened at 7. I mean, y'all, you had one job. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure that good, but we got to do a dry run on this. Let's have a shorts and helmets practice the week before or something. Marty says, my BS meter is fully pegged out right now. A glitch, really? A way to cheat, in my opinion. And yeah, maybe, I don't, Roach says on there they're cheating. I don't know that it's cheating. My sense in doing this for all this time is that it's not that it's cheating, it's that it's screwing up and not knowing. Hopefully there's a post-mortem on this. This is what happened. I want to know, and maybe it's a completely logical reason it didn't work out. Mob Dog says, I'm sure this is only happening at certain polling stations. It's fishy. I think that, I mean, Dan's is, and some other y'all on the text line too, but Dan's is the best representation of this. You go vote in the Mobile municipal election at a place. Everything's good. Good to go. Thank you, sir. All right, here's your sticker. La, 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 la. You come back in the runoff associated with that same election, and now something's wrong? Ben says, I'm hearing the voting machines are hooked to the Wi-Fi, and the password is Drummond 2025. David says, these election foul-ups sound like a vendor election board screw-up. This isn't the first municipal election that Lisa, the city clerk, and her office has run. She's been doing it, what, 15 years or so? And it could be the vendor or election, but you got to run, through this stuff. And also, by the way, Dan, David said that you're an old fogey and you sound like an old fogey when you complained about Dalton, a millennial celebrating his 34th birthday. Well, that's right. So Dan's going to get back to you on that. Let's see. There's a texter here. Are the disproportionate number of irregularities in Spiro districts compared to Drummond districts? That's what I don't know. He was complaining about the Mexican theme. Yeah, so David, there you go. What time does the mariachi band get here? Y'all know? All right, pick this up after the news. Straight ahead, more of Midday Mobile, and I think we got April Marie Fogle next. All right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this runoff election day. In our area, of course, talk about Mobile, but Robert Sale Pritchard in the mix as well. I do want to get this quick text. I'm going to try in the closing minutes of this hour and next hour to get to all these texts. But Matt did send me this, and Leanna, pay attention to this because you'll be able to figure it out. Matt says, public service announcement, stay clear of the Lowe's in Malpas. The police have the place shut down with no access, and they're inside with a dog looking for somebody or something. So, Matt, thank you for the heads up there. We'll get a more on that story. We'll pass along. And looking at so many texts here about what has happened here at Mobile today, I want to bring in, I mean, she's almost a regular. She's a guest host in residence here at FM Talk 106.5. You can read her work over at 1819news.com. April Marie Fogle joins us. April Marie, we've got some problems going on in our runoff election today.
I just saw a note about that. People voting having to vote provisionally?
Yeah, so we've seen it from a lot of texters throughout the day, and they were texting in to Jeff's show, and then when I came on, some people were texting. Then Dan Brennan walks in, and he had just gone to vote, and he comes back. So try this one on for size. So he goes to his polling place where he voted last month in the municipal elections. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. All right, here's your ballot. All right, here's your sticker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything's good. He goes back to the same place today to vote in the runoff for the election that everything was fine for at the same place before and given a provisional because it said he was inactive.
That's so very random. and you got to wonder, is that the Secretary of State's office or is that the local elections? But it would not surprise me to hear it was the Secretary of State's office based on it. All of my experience with them in recent months.
Well, what I would like to see, we talk about this a lot when I've said this before, when October surprises come out in elections and then all these claims are made and then so-and-so wins and you don't ever hear any more about it. I would like them, if you're going to make an accusation, to go ahead and pursue that accusation, no matter who wins. I want to see a postmortem on this. When we've had these elections before where there's questions, I want to have a presser or something, when they get it figured out and say, just a simple person like me, just explain it in words I can understand. You know, the flux capacitor wasn't working in what happened? Because only when you define what happened can you go about fixing it.
In terms of the election list, that absolutely must be done. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, let's not forget our current Secretary of State is running for lieutenant governor. So we need to, without any shadow of a doubt, make sure that that we know what happened here. And I'll tell you what I saw the other day, and I mentioned it when I filled in for Jeff. The two candidates for Secretary of State have both come out and said they want the Secretary of State's office. Now, whether or not they have to pursue legislation to get it done, but they want the Secretary of State's office to be more involved in municipal elections. I think that's a great idea, because I think this, you know, oh, it's not on me, it's on them, which is what the response I basically got from the Secretary of State's office a couple of times when I asked about voter integrity. I think we need the Secretary of State's office. That's why we elect a Secretary of State, to make sure these things don't happen.
Yeah, and for people to understand the way this works, you talk about Sorrell and Dobson both saying this. So you got the Secretary of State would have oversight. Not that maybe they're running it, right? That they wouldn't take it over, but they should still be able to stress test it, make sure everything's working at a city level.
And have some, there should be some repercussions if the municipality isn't competent enough to you know, look, human slip-ups are going to happen. In one other place in the state, in the August elections, somebody accidentally sealed the results in the box the results were sealed in the box with the ballots, and then it was a whole shenanigans to undo it. Look, human things happen. But not if it's wide, you know, if it's widely reported, it's something where you're like, somebody entered a wrong list or somebody did something that should be remedied and then make sure it's preventable in the future.
Yeah, and I would like to see, just as a citizen and a voter, that if these, you know, whatever happened, that here, you know, it may take them a week or two or 3 weeks, whatever, we have a pressure and say, okay, we've done our investigation. Here's where the breakdown was. Here's where the failure was. And here is how we're going to make sure it never happens again. I mean, that's just, something screws up. Okay. Well, how are we fixing it? How are we going to make sure we don't do that again?
Right. Well, and here's the thing is, election integrity is very different than the most anything else, right? Voters want to know, is the process being done, like, I's dotted, T's crossed, exactly the way it's supposed to be. And when there are hiccups, it reflects poorly. And nobody, again, not just on the local city clerks who run the municipal elections, but on the Secretary of State's office. And so, yeah, that's frustrating, and I hope we get answers.
Okay, and me too. And I'm going to put a note in my phone to remind myself in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks to ask those questions going forward. Also, it gets in national stories tonight. Yeah, my opinion when I heard this yesterday, Jimmy Kimmel coming back for tonight. This is the best thing that could have happened for Kimmel. I really do.
Oh,
I mean, this is like
his ratings were in the toilet. Ended up being a boon to him, because the left needed, they couldn't just mourn the death of Charlie Kirk. They couldn't see it as what it was, a political assassination. They needed to be victims, and Kimmel gave them a victim of their own.
I didn't think about it that way. You're right. It is. It was like, oh yeah, we got our person too. I think two things are going to happen. Number one, I think it's going to be big in ratings tonight, because there will be people, I've got to watch it to support him, and then people are going to watch it to see what the heck he says. Does it stay long term? I don't know. Does it become a
Does it become
a job of folks on the left that we've got to make sure these Nielsen families out there, do they need to make sure to watch Kimmel to make sure they continue this push, you know, to support the person that said the thing about Trump? You know, I wonder if it like, even if they're not entertained. When you go to your, you know, a family member's child's dance recital, you're only doing that to support the family. You're not enjoying it. I'm sorry. I can only see the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B tap number so many times before I want to beat my head into the wall. But you're doing it to support. I wonder if they will, like, support watch Kimmel going forward.
Probably not, although, you know, The View is still on air, so anything could happen. The leftist could watch terrible television for the sake of terrible television. But, you know, keep in mind, there are a lot of media markets where he's not coming back. And a big part of the reason he was taken off air, well, everybody's screaming about the FCC, and that does concern me, by the way. But the real reason he wasn't brought back immediately is because he wanted to double down on his comments, and Disney was like, whoa, 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 that's
right.
Just stupid. You're just stupid. Go sit this one out a minute. And so it'll be interesting to see if he has, in this period of time, figured out a pseudo apology. I wouldn't expect an apology for him because that would be the smart thing to do. And if he does apologize, likely not to be sincere. So I don't expect an apology. Today will probably be tame. The next couple of days will probably be tame. And then he'll find a way to incite rage again.
You wonder if it'd be one of those, I'm sorry that your feelings were hurt. You know, one of those, like, apology, instead of apologize, I'm sorry you felt that way.
Yeah. He clearly, obviously, according to all the reports, and I think Wall Street Journal broke it, where they were saying, yeah, that Disney went to take his temperature, and he was like, oh, yeah, everybody's mad at me. I'm going to tell them why they're stupid about being mad at me. And it was like, no, sir. So whether or not he has he's had that epiphany of what he did was disgusting.
Well, yeah, pointed out early his comments and where it went from him just making the joke, and yes, the clip was taken out of context. Second part of what he said, it really didn't bother. It's just satire. The first part is, you know, not true. But at the same time, I'm in a group of people like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and all these people that kind of defended him because of free speech things. But at the same time, if the numbers don't work, I don't know how long he stays at ABC, if they find another way to get him out, those numbers. And by the way, too, side note, you mentioned The View. I don't know if I've ever told you my theory on The View. Is The View is supported by conservative donors or the RNC to give us sound bites. I think they cannot honestly be that dense of a group of people. I think they're paid to say that. So we have something to work off, a backboard there.
Them and Rachel Maddow. That's it. Absolutely. No, I will say, and I'm with you on, I think that we have to be very, very careful. There was a newscaster on in Montgomery before I got my show for a while. There was a newscaster, and he said some pretty vile things about a conservative woman in Alabama. And then she organized an effort to try to get him to lose his law license, to try to get him off air, all of these things.
Yeah,
and
I know the guy.
In defense of him, I wrote an op-ed and I went on his show and I was like, look, I don't like what he said any more than you do, but he absolutely had a right to say it. And we can't be, as conservatives, we can't be the word police. So I feel like the biggest part of everything that happened, and people are looking at the FCC stuff, I think that is a monumental, we as a nation need to say, no, that's not how we're going to handle that. There's already FCC rules about, you know, about saying cusses on air and
yeah, slander, libel.
We have our rules. We're going to stick to them, and we go through the process. We don't, you know, we don't shortcut it because we don't like the person is what he's saying.
Okay. Final item. You watched the presser yesterday as President Trump recommends that pregnant women limit or do without Tylenol. Because of a link to autism. I can't imagine how many times Google's been searched today for Tylenol space autism, but it's gotten a lot of attention. It's one of these things, I don't know. I mean, there you can go find studies out there says it has nothing to do with it. Some people say that, well, more research is needed. I don't know. Where do you stand as a mom?
Where I stand on this is the response to this all morning has been, and in my feed, there are liberal women who are pregnant taking Tylenol. And I
oh, my God.
I don't know if you've
like
seen
they
that,
don't
right?
need
they're
it? Like, oh, they're just doing it?
They don't need it. Trump
oh,
and our parents are stupid. Let me take Tylenol. And all I have to say is that if you had a friend or a loved one or whatever who's like, this thing, even if there's the slightest possibility it's going to harm my child, I'm going to do it for a political statement. Keep an eye on that person as a parent. Like, what in the world is happening here? I've seen that, and I'm disgusted by it. I'm disgusted that any mother, because I tell my kids all the time that for now, while they're little, while I still got little ones, right? One of my greatest jobs, if not my greatest job, besides teaching them about the salvation of Christ, one of my greatest jobs is to keep them safe. So there are no circumstances anybody would say this is potentially one of the most unsafe things you could do, and then a woman does it as a political statement.
Yeah, who doesn't need it? Right.
So insane
yeah,
to me.
Me too. Now, they could say, well, we want more research, and, you know, if I have a fever at a certain level, I need to take it. They're going to take it, and I'm going to wait for more. That's fine. But, hey, I'm going to take Tylenol?
Tylenol because of
politics?
I had a fight for MAGA and RFK. Like, how ridiculous do you have to be? And this is happening. This is like, you know, women just taking Tylenol in their feed as an FU to Trump and RFK. And you're like, but what if they're right? What have you done?
Have these women at any point since, I mean, we're talking about RFK Jr. I mean, has he talked about like snack items? Which I, you know, I was wondering if he's going to mobilize federal forces to shut down the Keebler Elves or whatever. But have these women like, I'm going to eat every Twinkies thing, ho-ho, or whatever I can to show them because RFK says they may not be good for me. Watch me stuff 25 in my mouth.
Yeah, side note, that is the political activism I want.
I'll show you.
I will show you. Me and little Debbie going to have a field day over here. That's what I'm talking about. So that's some political activism I can actually get behind. These crazy women out there, like, I'll just take some Tylenol. And I put it into the X search bar, and you can see videos. And it's like, what is wrong with you that you think this is a worthwhile thing to risk? So,
changing what? Do they think they do this, and therefore RFK Jr. is going to say, well, I thought I was right, but look at all these women taking Tylenol. I better change my opinion here.
No, and here's the thing is, we know something is happening. And,
yes.
I don't know that it's Tylenol.
I'm not, I need to see more information. I'm one of those people, but why you just
Absolutely.
Take it to take it?
No, and I just sent you a picture of a little, you know, one of the many. But I'll tell you this, what I do know is that they are, again, back to the, you're as a job, as a parent, you're a parent. It's not even a maternal thing. It's a maternal, paternal. It's literally one of our greatest responsibilities is the protection of our kids, and people doing something out of spite is ridiculous.
It is indeed. People want to talk about this more with you online or check out the work you're doing. I know you can go to 1819 News for a lot of it.
1819 News, and then I am so close. Thank you. Thanks to your listeners from the other day. I'm only 25 away from 5,000 followers on X. APRYLMARIE.
I don't know if I would encourage that, because you get 5,000, then nobody will be able to tell you nothing.
I know, right? All right, get out and vote, though, guys.
There you go. April Marie, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile just like a couple minutes away.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:53 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, and to answer Matt and several other people texting in about it. Thank you, Leanna, about the Lowe's there in Malbus. According to Daphne PD, it's a U.S. Marshal. Bust going on, or I don't know if that's the right term, or investigation going on at Lowe's, I guess being assisted by Daphne. No further information at this time. So there you go. Maybe answers that question. All right. Out yesterday again with my man Jeff Stone at Stone Arms. And I'll say, you know what, I'm not going to use their name. I would say in the top, I don't know what number to use here. We got a lot of people, the top 100 most famous people living right now in our area, maybe even top 50, was in the shop yesterday. I'll put it that way. So I go, and what were they doing? They were getting their forms to filled out to get a silencer, to get their tax stamp. Been talking about that. It walked in. I was like, oh, look at, all right. Pretty cool. I've talked about the process before, right? I went through this for a year and a half or so. Wanted to get a suppressor, wanted to shoot silenced, and just couldn't get it done. You had to fill out these forms over here. You had to go over there to get your fingerprints down at the sheriff's department. Over here to get the passport photo. You had to make sure that everything was, like Dan filling out his provisional ballot, everything was perfect so it didn't get kicked out. I didn't get it done. And so my buddy Jeff at Stone Arms said, hey, come in here. I got a kiosk and you can do it right here in the store. So I go in and he said, probably 30 to 45 minutes to do it. It took me 20. And you go to the screen. It's just you put this information in, next page, enter, go through it, takes your fingerprints right there. They do the passport photo and everything gets sent off to the feds to get your green light to be able to get your suppressor, right? And it's all in one spot. It's at Stone Arms. They're just about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport, online at stonearmsinc.com. But it's just that easy. So, I see y'all in there using the kiosk when I go in there. So, I was like, oh, wow. That person was in there doing it yesterday. So you can do the same thing when you stop by the shop. If you want any more information about how to do this, go to stonearmsinc.com. There's a kind of a walkthrough on what it's like when you go out there to do it. And lucky for you and lucky for Jeff in the shop, they got a great selection of suppressors out there. So you can even find where you fill it out. You can find the one you want for the rifle you want it to go on, get it all matched up, and then you get your green light from the feds. It took me 2 weeks. And you can start shooting suppressed like that, which I told you, it just makes it more fun. I think here's my conspiracy theory, is getting this to be easier is because of big ammunition, because it definitely makes it more fun to shoot. You shoot more rounds. That's probably conspiracy. But do it. You've been thinking about doing it for a long time. You would like to get that done. One place, stonearmsinc.com, or in person, just a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport at Stone Arms. All right, grab a few texts here before we get the news. And all this we're talking about, oversight for municipal elections. John Sharp has a story over at AL.com. Came out over the weekend. We're going to talk to him about that in just a little bit. Let's see. This is... I don't know if I read this one. Said, it's not a glitch. After seeing Kamala praise Drummond, you can bet it's fixed. You're talking about the clip from Rachel Maddow last night that maybe we'll have time to play next hour. So watch her win by a wild margin. Mobile is cooked, as the kids are saying nowadays, if she wins. Yes, one of my teenagers says cooked too, whoever you are, texter. I learned that one while she was home for the summer. I think, or maybe I learned it at Christmas. I don't know. Let's see. Johnny says, in the case of provisional ballot, they will not even attempt to count them unless there are enough of them to possibly change the outcome of the election. You are absolutely correct, Johnny. It's always, I know, I get it, but it's always bothered me. I just want them counted anyway. I don't know why I'm like that, but they won't count them unless they're needed. But I want them all counted because somebody went through the process of voting. Let's see. Dirt Taker said, these people over at the elections better listen to our frustrations because 106.5 is turning up our voices. Let's see. This from Joshua says, Sean, you know what's going on with the voting glitches? It's the liberals, kind of like Back to the Future. It's the Libyans, Marty. I really don't think it's political, but I think it's a question we as citizens should ask. It's like, why... I want to know. I mean, it could be a postmortem on this in the next couple of weeks. Tell me what happened. Let's see. This from Adam said, I saw a couple at the poll this morning, and the same thing happened to them. Okay, we got to figure this out. We'll ask John Sharp how we fix it when he comes on with us next.